I could say that I'm going to talk about several pieces of research I've been involved in over the past few years. I could also say that I will be expressing my dilemmas over the efficacy of economic theory, being fully aware that my views constitute an inseparable part of who I am, and that my comments could be interpreted as an outpouring from a therapist coach, as a referee described them. Underlying this paper is one major question, which I ask myself obsessively. What on earth am I doing? What are we trying to accomplish as economic theoreticians? We essentially play with toys called models. We have the luxury of remaining children over the course of our entire professional lives, and we are even well paid for it. We get to call ourselves economists, and the public naively thinks that we are improving the economy's performance, increasing the rate of growth, or preventing economic catastrophes. Of course, we can justify this image by repeating some of the same fancy-sounding slogans we use in our grand proposals. But do we ourselves believe in those slogans? I recall a conference I attended in Lumigny, France, in the summer of 1981, which was attended by the giants of the game theory profession. They were standing around in a beautiful garden, waiting for dinner after a long day of sessions. Some of us, the more junior game theoreticians, were standing off to the side, eavesdropping on their conversation. They loudly discussed the relevance of game theory, and one of them suggested that we are just making a living. I think he merely intended to be provocative, but nonetheless, his response traumatized me. Are we no more than economic agents maximizing our utility? Are we members of an unproductive occupation which only appeals to others to be useful? Personally, I did not fulfill any childhood fantasy by becoming a professor. It was never my dream to become an economist. Frankly, I respect philosophers, teachers, writers, and nurses more than I do economists. I don't care about stock market prices, and I'm not sure I know what equities are. I'm reluctant to give a policy advice to the government, and I'm not happy with the idea that I may be acting in the interest of fanatic profit maximizers. Fortunately, seldom people ask me what I do. I was once asked for advice about real estate. My honest answer that I did not have the slightest idea about real estate was viewed as arrogant. Perhaps I am a proud skeptic. Nevertheless, after many years in the profession, I still get excited when formal abstract models are successively constructed and meaning emerges from the manipulation of symbols. It is moving when I observe that same excitement in students' faces. Thus, my greatest dilemma is between my attraction to economic theory on the one end and my doubts about its relevance on the other. In this lecture, I will try to decompose this basic dilemma into four parts. Dilemma of absurd conclusions. Should we abandon the model if it produces absurd conclusions, or should we regard it as a very limited set of assumptions which will inevitably fail in some context? Dilemma of responding to reality. Should our models be judged according to experimental results? The dilemma of modelless regularities. Should models provide hypotheses for testing, or are they simply exercises in logic which have no use in identifying regularities? And the dilemma of relevance. Do we have the right to offer advice or to make statements which are intended to influence the real world? Many economists are aware of these dilemmas in one form or another. Nevertheless, I hope that bringing them together and linking them to recent research will have some impact.